Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast, where you can expect cutting-edge information and strategies relating to success mindset, leadership, wealth creation, and relationships, all based in universal law and David Nagel's own experience as he rose from minimum wage forklift driver to multi-million dollar business owner. So, let's go.
Hi, everyone. This is David Nagel. Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast. Title of this podcast is The Prison of Your Mind. I decided to do this one based on years of actually getting questions from people about how do we control our thoughts, what do we do when we're plagued by repetitive thinking, which I think, you know, I've never really met anybody that hasn't at one point in time. I think that there's some people that have a real unique ability to cut something off and not look backward on it. But for a lot of people, it's something that's actually very difficult for them to do. So we're going to cover that a little bit about that today. And then the other idea that I want to share with you is how to move forward from, in the result area of what you're thinking, because it's literally impossible to hold two thoughts at the same time in your mind. So that's why I call this the prison of your mind. Everything that goes on in our mind is really what's causing the results that we get or the results that we don't get. That's the gist of it. I mean, if you break self-improvement down or any kind of improvement down to its basic level, that's what it is. Our thoughts cause the results that we're getting. Now, is it more complicated than that, more technical than that? Is there a lot more that you can go? Yes, I could speak for a week on how that works, why it's so difficult, why we have such trouble changing it. And I want to give you, that's kind of what I want to give you a snippet of today, because, you know, I remember back, if I'm just being transparent here, when prior to my first breakthrough, actually, which really kind of came in the form of what you would call an unconscious competent, I wouldn't call it an accident by any stretch of the means, but I was working on changing things. So it's kind of like you're changing things in the dark. You never know what's actually going to work and what's not going to work. And I just happened to stumble across an idea that worked and allowed me to make a change. So that change allowed me to slightly break out of the prison of my mind, because I was really stuck in a concept about where I was, why I was in that place, and based on the factual evidence that I had, that we were raised with, that were taught on how to move forward in life, there was no way with that information that I could break out of the situation that I was in. Not without like walking away from my family or breaking, you know, huge commitments that were, those things weren't an option for me. So, it really caused me to be stuck in this prison of my own thinking. And the reason that I say that the prison of our mind is because it's very much like a prison. You're inside, it feels like something else is in control, and it becomes very difficult to get out. I heard one person reference this one time. It's like he said that a person is in a box, and the instructions to get out of the box are on the outside of the box. So the question becomes, how do we get out of the box? And I think that we have to understand what the box is first. So If we're in a prison of our mind, or we're in a box, or we're stuck in repetitive thinking, if we are beating ourselves up over the past, whatever it might be, that's the box, that's the prison. If the instructions are on the outside, we have to be able to get to the outside to get to the instructions. So how do we do that? We do that by beginning to understand what correlates the actual prison that we're in. What is holding us in a stuck position, in whether it is repetitive thinking or beating yourself up or whatever it might be that's causing you not to move forward, that basically that's keeping you stuck? And the idea here is that prison is a story. That's what it is. It's a story. And the story is based on things that we were taught to believe about ourselves. It's their ideas about right and wrong, their ideas about what we should or should not do. They are ideas about what would be acceptable to move forward in our life, what would be acceptable to ask for, all the different things that happened to us in our past. I often suggest to people in some exercises, I'm like, look at a couple of different things here. Look at the things that happened to you. Look at the things that you did to other people. And look at the things that you know about that have been done to either you or to other people. And these things would be negative things, not positive things, but negative things. And the stories that were then built around all of those ideas and all of those situations and circumstances and all the factual data, you know, behind them. These stories that we create based on these ideas, that's what literally becomes this prison of our mind. And very often a person will be in a place where they're stuck in that story. Now, you may have heard that terminology before. It's not mine. I don't know where it came from, but it's very accurate, though. You know, when you're working with someone in the self-development industry, it's very easy to see how a person gets stuck in a story. I've been stuck in a story. I think everybody has been stuck in a story. Most people are living their lives stuck in a story, actually. So they're stuck in this prison of their mind. And we have to ask, why? Why would we take a story that we've created in our mind? I'm not saying that there's not other players that have showed up in your life, but you know, it's something that we've created in our mind, and then give so much allegiance to that story. Even the people that were participants in the story, some of them may be dead and gone. Some of them may have moved out of your life a long time ago. Maybe some of those people are in your life, but they're not as active. But here's what I do know about the story. That whatever the original markers were that began this story, those are in the past. Could you still be living part of that story now? Yeah, sure, we could be reliving it over and over again. But the original markers that began the story, those are things that are in the past, which means that they don't exist. That basically it's like a tape loop that's running through our mind, repeating to us over and over again the contents of this story. So then it becomes, like I said, what is the allegiance to the story? Why are we so hooked into the story? So let's talk about that a little bit, because I think this is what kind of creates the bars of the prison or the rails of the frame or the box, what have you. The idea has to come from a core value system and a core wound kind of combined and intertangled with each other. I think that part of the idea is that we make agreements with people, we make agreements with life that don't necessarily serve us. And in those agreements that we make with individuals, we're afraid, usually at a subconscious level, to break those agreements, because in the process of the agreement being formed, so I'm picking my words carefully here. I'm not saying the agreement being made. I'm saying the agreement being formed, because typically these types of agreements are formed over a period of time. It's not just one specific thing, although it could be, but usually it is multiple things that we experienced in our childhood that actually formed this agreement that we made with the people that are part of the story and how that story repeats itself in our life. Now, here's something important that I think that you should know about this. The story may have started when you were a child, but now it is replicated itself over time, and during the replication, it morphed into something else. But you'll find that it's really at the core, it's really the same story. So Let me give you an example. A good example could be your parents got divorced when you were a kid, and you created a story out of that divorce. Maybe you felt that it was your fault. That is not uncommon. Kids do that all the time. Maybe you were forced to choose sides between mom and dad. You hated one, you protected the other. Maybe it was that you loved both, but you were afraid to betray one because they thought you were going to love the other one too much. Maybe it was that after the divorce, you no longer saw one of your parents that much. They went off and started a new life or a new family or something like that. Anyway, you harbor pain for this. And you go out, you get to the age where you're developing your own relationships. You may have a partner, a lover, a husband, a wife, whatever it might be. And you have not healed that story. It's still part of you. It's part of something that's running around in your subconscious mind. And you find that you're starting to develop problems within your own relationship. The idea is that you start telling yourself, you start creating a story within the relationship that you're currently in. Now, I want you to really think about this, because this could have a very profound shift for you in allowing you to break out of this prison. If you analyze the story that you're telling yourself now, and it in the context of the story, in the content of the story, there's nothing there about your parents. Like, you're not saying my mom did this, my dad did this, whatever. You're talking about the person you're in relationship with right now. If you look at everything that is in there, you're going to find that it's replicating, it's almost a mirror image of a story that you originally started when you were a child that's not healed. Every story that we go through in our life is a replication of something that we're bringing out of our childhood in order to be healed. Now, if we're having trouble rectifying the problem within our relationship, it's probably because we have not let go of the pain from the past. All we did was bury it, okay? So the idea here is that you want to create a new story based on the idea of that past pain. What does that mean? Well, the story means that I would literally suggest this, you sit down and write a new story about what the original problem, if it was, like I said, your parents' divorce, what did that actually mean to you? And then you change it to what does it mean to you now? What are you going to make that story mean for you now? And I suggest that you write a new story that always gives you freedom. Now, our mind is programmed through constant-based repetition or through a sudden emotional impact. So what's very important is that when you are in the creative phase, and the creative phase is also the same phase that we use to solve a problem, that you're repeating a new story to yourself, that you're telling yourself a new story. It's also very important that you make sure that your environment is replicating your new story the best that it possibly can, because if you have a lot of things in your environment that are telling you about your old story, chances are you're going to end up with this battle in your mind, because every time you see something that reminds you of the past story, what it does is it sends a light image through your nervous system. And because we think in pictures, that image, that story immediately pops in our mind. Well, also, because we're such ingeniously built human beings, we will experience the emotional pain that went with the original story. So it becomes very difficult. It's like a battle that's going on inside of our head. So it's very important that you follow some very specific, simple rules. One, you write yourself a new story in the positive based on where it is that you want to go, and you remove anything from your life the best that you can that is going to fire off that light image about the old story. Emerson said, whatever you put your attention to, wherever you direct your energy, that's where it's going to go. That's what you're going to create in your life. So that's a relationship one. Now, I just worked with a room full of people on creating an income. Let's look at an income story for a moment. Some people are, they look at their income and they say, I can't do this, I can't do that. I would really love to have wonderful things in my life, but I'm just totally stuck with my income. Again, we're stuck in a prison of our own thinking. And the thinking is, again, based on a story. That is a story that we're telling ourselves. Now, with this story, and even with a story like with relationships, basically any story, when we find that we're stuck, we have to remember something that I know that this really helped me, and I hope that it really helps you. When you're stuck in your thinking, something that you're evaluating is not true. That does not mean that you didn't experience it. That doesn't mean that you don't have the emotional pain wrapped around it. That doesn't mean that it's not a story that you keep telling yourself. It doesn't mean that you don't have people in your life that actually agree with you. But something about it is not true. And very often, what's not true is what we're using to evaluate it by. Because stories give our life meaning. It's one of the things that we use to give our life meaning. But when you have a lot of stories that gave your life very specific meaning about who you are, where you're going, what you've been through, a lot of times those stories keep us stuck, not just in relationships, but also financially. Because the decisions that we make about being the person that we're being has a direct effect on how much money we're actually going to make. If we say, I'm going to be very introverted, I'm not going to put myself out there in my business, or I'm not going to create a business, or I'm not going to ask for a raise, or I'm going to do everything that I can not to be seen, because I have a story that says if I'm seen, that's painful, that I might get hurt, that's risky, then what we're going to do is we're going to find out that our income is limited by the idea alone of that being seen is actually going to cause pain. When I work with people that want to take their sales over seven figures, which I do quite frequently, one of the problems that we run into with many people right off the very beginning is that they have a very difficult time having that sales conversation with another person. And the reason is actually very simple. It's not something that's complicated. The reason is that sales conversation is a very intimate conversation. Well, if you were raised like most people are, an intimate conversation with a stranger is not something that we should be doing, right? I mean, we have all kinds of rules. We have a story around it. So we live in that prison in our mind based on what that story is. And I've seen people where they can't even pick up the phone. They can't have the conversation. They don't know what to ask or how to do it, and they become extraordinarily stuck. When if you were to actually take a step back and really look at what a sales conversation is, you would be like, how is it that I don't understand that? Why can't I get myself to do it? Because it's actually very easy to do. It's not anything that's really difficult. There is some skill, but I actually think that everybody's a born salesperson to one degree or another, because we've been influencing people to give us things ever since we were born. I mean, you know, we had to influence our parents to feed us, to take care of us, to clothe us, to raise us. We've influenced people all of our life to be able to give us the things that we need so that we can survive and we can thrive. And yet, when it comes down to actually making a sale for a product or service that we have in a business or a company that we work for, sometimes it could be very difficult. And the difficulty, again, is the story that we're telling ourselves about the conversation that we're afraid to have. So again, it would be about rewriting that story. Now, let me tell you how easy this can actually be. Because I had the story about sales at one time in my life. I remember sitting at my desk, staring at the phone, and it was several days of staring at the phone. I couldn't get myself to pick up the phone, and I realized that was what I was doing, that I was really procrastinating picking up the phone. And I thought, well, if I don't get past this quickly, I'm not going to be in business very long at all. So I had to like get down really to what the core issue of what it was that was going on. What is the story? Why am I stuck in this prison where there's no external bars, there's no external walls, there's nothing between me and the phone, there's nothing between my mouth and talking to that other person, yet I can't get my hand to move towards that phone. It's like you're just frozen, right? So I was talking with my mentor at the time, and I was telling him that I was having this problem, and he said, "You don't know what your problem is." I said, "No, I just don't know." He said, "I know what your problem is." And I said, "What's that?" He says, "You think sales is something you do to someone." He said, "It's not. It's something you do for them." In that fraction of a second that it took him to tell me that, I totally rewrote my story about what sales was. And I realized that it was no different than the business that I was getting in where I was coaching and doing seminars and teaching people. Because one of the things that I said was, I just want to be able to teach and help people. I don't want to have to do sales. And it's actually one and the same thing. If you can't walk a person through to the idea of getting them to make a decision to pay for something that's going to change their life, how are you ever going to walk them through the other ideas to change their life? It's all exactly the same thing. But because I had a story around sales, it was, boom, I was stuck in that prison of my mind. And I wasn't able to break through it until somebody helped me rewrite that story. So if you remember earlier, I said, if we're evaluating something and we're stuck, we're obviously telling ourselves something or working with some piece of information that's not true. And that piece of information that we're working with that's not true is keeping us in the story. Now I'm going to say that again. The piece of information that's not true is what's keeping us in the story. Because the second he told me that, I was able to break right through that. Now that was my story. I mean, that was my issue. But once I had new information, it allowed me to walk right through it. Was I still scared to pick up the phone? Did I still have to learn the skills? Absolutely. But it stopped me from procrastinating because now it was, how do I help this person versus how do I get them, this person, to actually do something? So you have what I think that you should do when you get done listening this is to get yourself a legal pad, get yourself a pen or a pencil, go someplace that's quiet. There's several different ways that you can approach this. Some people might be more comfortable doing it in the morning. Some people might be more comfortable taking a day, like a weekend day, a day off when they're not working and just spending some quiet time alone and doing this. Some people might do it over a series of days in the evening, whatever. There's no wrong way to do this. You just want to make sure that you do it. And when you take out the pad of paper, one of the things that I think that's essential for the breakthrough is to start off by writing down a vision of what you want for your life. So you already know the places that you're stuck. I'm going to have you list those after you do the vision. But if it helps you to list them beforehand, that's fine. But the idea is that you write down the vision of the place that you want to go. And I would, you know, be free with it. I mean, have some fun with writing down this vision. Describe it in the best detail that you can. Don't leave anything out of the vision that you really want, right? So then after you write down the vision, then make a list of the areas of your life that you're stuck in, or basically, when I say stuck, I mean you've been having trouble in these areas for a while. You have not broken through. And a breakthrough is not like, oh, I took one step up. A breakthrough is like a quantum leap. Like here, you know, I went from my annual income that was $50,000 a year, and now I'm making $50,000 a month. That's a breakthrough. I mean, that's a real breakthrough, okay? Because everybody has the ability to do that. Everybody has the ability to turn their annual income into a monthly income. The only reason that they don't is the story that they tell themselves about why they don't. So they stay in that prison in their mind of keeping earning that income within a specific time frame, and they don't break through. So that's why the vision is very important. That's why we list down the areas that we're not breaking through is very important. Then what I want you to do is when you're looking at the areas that you're not breaking through, you want to ask with each one specifically, You want to ask yourself, okay, David said that one of the reason that I'm stuck in this area is because something about this story, something I'm evaluating in this story, is not true. What is it in this story, or what are the pieces of this story that are actually not true that I keep telling myself over and over again in the story? And then what you want to do is you want to replace them with what is true. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, David, I don't know what's true. Okay, fair enough. However, you can start looking for books. You can start with the laws of the universe. Does everything in your story match up with your belief in the laws of the universe? There's seven laws in the universe, seven basic laws that we follow. For instance, like the law of polarity, everything has an up and a down, everything has a front and a back. You can't have an inside without an outside. You also can't have a good without a bad. That means that everything that's good also has something bad or wrong with it, right? So if you're looking at the story just from that perspective, ask yourself what's bad or wrong with this story. Ask yourself what's not good about this story. And really think to yourself, what is it about this story that's not true? Call our office. Send us in email. Maybe we can have one of our coaches jump on the phone with us. If you go back to episode 2 of the podcast, I discussed the universal laws, and you can re-listen to that and think to yourself about the essence of truth that I'm bringing through in that podcast episode, kind of like for a barometer. To use that. You can come to one of our live events also, which would be absolutely spectacular, because if you came up to the microphone and told me what your story was, I could probably tell you in a second what about it wasn't true and help you make that change right there in the room. So after you do this, so then what you're going to do is you're going to rewrite each story based on the new truth that you have for that story. And, for instance, if you want to change the story about money, and the reason that you're not making money is because your story is that it's not okay to earn more than your father. I'm using that one because it's a very common theme that people run into. It's not okay to make more money than their parents. And you have to ask yourself, why is it not okay to make more money than my parents? What about this is not true? Well, for some people, it's that they wouldn't feel good about themselves. I don't want them to feel bad. And if they feel bad, then the relationship's going to fall apart, or they won't love me and they won't need me. And all of those things are not true. Those are all parts of the stories that are just complete BS, because the love and the cherishing and the self-care all takes place with you, should start with you to begin with, right? I mean, you're not a child anymore. You're an adult. So then you have to give that to yourself. So that's how you would change that story, that all of those things that I'm worried about with my parents and keeping me where I am with my own income are actually my responsibility. They're not theirs. So now we know where to focus, right? Now we know how to change the story. Like I said, most of these stories go back to childhood, so you may have to take a little bit of time and ask yourself, what happened? What did I choose to believe? What was I taught to believe? In some cases, what was I forced to believe about that, so that you can break out of this prison in your mind? And I guarantee you that if you do this and you continue with this exercise, to use this exercise for the rest of your life, right? This is not just a one and done thing, because every time you grow or every time something changes in your life, a new story could pop up. You could create a new story. It's like we have all the elements of this story running around in our subconscious mind from our past. And we just can't wait to put all the characters and the wrongs and the victimizations and the bad feelings in place when something goes wrong. The idea is that we learn how to do it so that everything has a right to it, so that we're grateful for everything, so that we have new stories about gratitude, about faith, about expectations in our life that allow us to take us to absolutely amazing places, so that we can live miracle-minded. In other words, where good is being created in our life all the time. Okay? I hope you really enjoyed this. This is David Nagel, and again, I'll see you on the next episode. Take care. Have a fantastic day. Bye for now. Thanks so much for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to any resources mentioned in today's episode. And while you're there, leave us a review. I read every one. You can connect with me on Instagram and Facebook as well, and those links can be found in the show notes. And check out my free gift for being an avid listener at davidnagel.com/start here. See you next week.